I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Kenya is a poor country by UN standards, with more than 45% of the population living in abject poverty. In desperation, many children seek food and shelter on the streets. Kids Alive International reaches out to these children. Purity Nyamu of Kids Alive says,
a good number having all manner of abuses, emotional, spiritual abuse, physical abuse. It's just horrendous.
The children are placed in one of Kids Alive's safe residential homes or a non-residential setting that provides holistic care. Purity says that spiritual healing is a priority.
We share the gospel with them to begin a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's very, very fundamental to the ministry in Kenya and really to the whole of Kids Alive International Ministry.
Kids Alive asks for prayer that more children and families will be rescued from the ravages of poverty. And monsoons have arrived in India at long last, but the question remains, will these rains finally bring an end to the years-long drought? While there is some relief in temperature due to the water, problems remain. Donna Glass of India Partners says while the water will raise ground level, it still isn't safe to drink. And while it will improve crops, food is still scarce and expensive. Many are wondering if the government will make plans to conserve the water better for next summer. And either way, India Partners is addressing the needs in remote villages.
When we bring in a water well, we also provide them with some training in water sanitation and hygiene that is biblically based training. So it's a chance to introduce the gospel into these villages.
Support their work to provide clean water. Visit us at missionnews.org to learn how. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Join us on a PrayerCast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations in prayer. Get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.